following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, good afternoon, Refuge family. I hope you guys are doing well today. Welcome to Refuge Daily. It is September the 29th, and I believe we have, what, two more days? Is there 30 days or 31 days? I can't remember in September. It's not that important. October is coming up here pretty soon. So I know October 1st is in 2 days. So it is September 29th. And we are definitely in the fall season. Woke up this morning. It was foggy outside. Just had that feeling of comfort as we are drinking our warm coffees and our hot chocolates and different things during this season as we look forward to the month of October and then we get into the holiday season. I'm feeling pretty excited about this holiday season for a couple different reasons. One, it has been a very long 6 or 7 months. And over the last couple weeks in the children's ministry, we've been able to open up the kids on Wednesday night. And then this last Sunday, we were able to open up the children's ministry for six-year-olds to those that are in sixth grade here in the building doing it safely. We were able to open that back up. So if you have kids and you want to bring them to church, we have the children's ministry open up on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. And we're just praying that we're able to continue to keep this pattern going as we move forward into this fall. So I'm kind of excited about it, and hopefully we will be coming out of this rather tough season. So thinking about a tough season and how we have navigated this season of life this last, you know, half a year, 2020, which I know that everybody's praying that, man, I can't wait for 2020 to be over. I just want it to end quickly. I want us to move on in life. I want to overcome this sickness, this COVID thing that we're walking through. There are three words that come to mind that I thought I would talk about today that I think all believers, all students of Scripture, all those that study the Word of God need to have these words in the back of their mind while they read Scripture, and they need to know what they mean, and they need to understand the difference of these three words. But before we get into it, let's go ahead and pray for our time today, and then we're going to be looking at Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, God, you are so good. You're holy, you're righteous, you are all love, Lord. You are the one that our comfort comes from during hard times. And what a blessing it is to live in a place, to live in a country, Lord, where we're able to do things like this, where we're able to speak openly about your word. Father, we're able to just spend time a few minutes out of our day just letting our minds be filled with the knowledge of who you are as we explore your word in your name. Amen. Okay, so the three words I'm talking about are found all throughout Scripture, but if you look in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, we have Paul writing to the Christians here, and he's giving a brief introduction to them, and he's talking about how he just filled with hope and excitement as to who they are and how they are growing in their faith and their understanding of God. And then he says this in verse 9, "For this reason, we, since the day we have heard about it," the growth that you guys are experiencing, "do not cease to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge," that's word one, so knowledge, "of his will, in all wisdom," that's word two, so knowledge one, wisdom two, "in spiritual understanding," and that is three. So we're going to talk about knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and why it's so important, why me and you as believers, we understand those three words, and we understand the difference of those three words. The first thing you need to know is that all throughout Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, those three words of spiritual knowledge, wisdom, and understanding are repeated all over the place and are constantly spoken about. Let me read to you a couple other Bible verses here from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 2, chapter 6, it says this, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." Proverbs 1, 7. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." Psalms 111, verse 10 says this, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and all those who practice it have good understanding. His praise endures forever." We'll look at Job 12:12. "Wisdom is with the aged, and understanding in the length of days." Ecclesiastes 7:12. "For the protection of wisdom is like the protection of money, and the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the life of him who has it." So you can continue to do a study, or you can look through your Bible. I would actually encourage you, go ahead and look up how often the phrases knowledge, wisdom, and understanding are repeated all throughout Scripture, because we know that, you know, our job as believers, it's not just to understand Bible things and facts, it's to grow in spiritual knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, as what Paul is saying that he is praying for the believers here in verse 9. He is praying that they are filled with knowledge of the will of God in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Well, I want to take a minute and I want to just very quickly break down the difference between those three words and then talk about how that applies to us and how we need to be very, very mindful of the difference of those three things and how it impacts our faith and our understanding of the word and how we live our life. So let's go ahead and let's look at it. Let's start off with the word knowledge. So knowledge, what is knowledge? Well, you probably already know by the word itself, knowledge. It is to know things. It is to know something. I like to use this illustration. If I was looking at a fire, or I wanted to learn about fire, I can know that fire is hot because I read in a book or because I understood something that somebody else told me. That fire is hot. Okay, I know something now about fire once I read about it or once somebody has given me a word of knowledge. If I had never seen fire before, fire is hot. Now, the wisdom would be to know that hot things do damage to other things, right? So to know something is to know that something is hot. Wisdom would be to take that knowledge and understand how that knowledge impacts something else. So my knowledge of something being hot means that I probably shouldn't be playing around with things that are hot. And it is wise not to play around with hot things because it will do damage to other things, because hot things do damage. So that's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Now, for many of us, that's common sense. But then what about understanding? What does understanding mean? What's the difference between understanding and wisdom and knowledge? Knowledge is knowing something. Wisdom is understanding how it applies or impacts something else. Understanding, as the scripture talks about understanding, it would be like this. It would be me saying, I know that fire is hot, and I know it does damage to other things, and I understand that to be true because I've experienced it myself. I have touched a flame, or I have put my hand on the stove. You know, when my son was really little, he was looking at a little flame, a little lighter that I had in my hand that I was clicking to use, and he didn't understand, he didn't know that fire was hot. He just thought it was shiny and it was pretty, and he was 1 year old. And I told him, no, don't touch that, but he really wanted to touch it. So he knew that his father gave him instruction. And he went ahead and he took his finger and he got closer to it. And then he actually touched the flame of the little lighter that was in my hand. And he pulled it away and he said, hot, that's hot, 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 hot. Because he then experienced something and that gave him a deeper understanding of why his father told him not to touch that shiny, hot thing. So why is that important for all of us to know when it comes to spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? Well, first off, we can't really have spiritual understanding or wisdom if we don't first start with the knowledge of where does it come from, and that's the knowledge of God's Word. And if you're watching this, you're taking time out of your day to hopefully get some encouragement and get some instruction in your day, so you're being a good faithful steward of your time, and you're making sure you're setting aside time so that you can get into the Word of God. And I think that that is so important. It's very important. You need to study the Word of God. You need to fill your mind with the knowledge of God's Word. And as you fill your mind with the knowledge of God's Word, there's all kinds of things to study. But don't just get stuck and don't just stay in the area of knowledge. Okay, I have knowledge. Scriptures would talk about how, you know, knowledge puffs man up. And there are many Christians that have a lot of knowledge of Scripture, or they can talk a lot about the Scriptures, and they can endlessly debate about vain philosophies or different things that are intriguing to them to discuss. And so there's a lot of knowledge that many believers have, and you need to be careful that as you study your Scriptures, you don't just remain in the area of knowledge. You need to go beyond knowledge. You need to take the knowledge that the Scriptures give you, and you need to go into wisdom. And you go from what you know into wisdom by looking at the Scriptures and saying, okay, I can understand that it is important to forgive somebody, and you can give instruction to other people. You can say, we should love other people. We should offer forgiveness. We should make sure that we don't put our hope in the temporary things of this world as the knowledge of Scripture gives me. And you can start applying the wisdom of Scripture, and you can start observing how that impacts certain people's lives. And you can look at certain men who have applied the knowledge of Scripture, wise men who live by the knowledge of Scripture, and you can say, wow, I can see how Scripture applies, how the Holy Word of God applies to everybody, and I can see how it changes and it impacts lives, and you're growing in your wisdom of Scripture. So you're gaining knowledge and you're growing in your wisdom. But don't just stay with the wisdom. Remember, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And understanding is probably one of the hard ones. Just like I mentioned before, like I can know fire. I can know fire is hot. I can use wisdom to know that it will damage other things when it touches other things. But understanding means to experience it myself. And we as believers need to make sure that we don't just fill our mind with knowledge so we can expound our wisdom to everybody else that we know, but we take the next step beyond that and we make sure that we understand what God's Word means to be true, not just for our neighbors, but also for ourselves. And that's my encouragement for you today, is to take some time today, think about the things that you know about Scripture. Think about all the different wise ways that you have seen it applied in so many other people's lives. But go a little bit further. Stretch a little bit more. Dig a little bit deeper. And make sure that you start growing in the understanding of Scripture internally. If there are people that you need to forgive in your life, apply the knowledge and the wisdom of Scripture that you may gain the understanding of Scripture. And allow your heart, your bitterness, your anger, release that to the Lord and say, God, I need help in this area. Start to do that work on the inside. Start taking God's Word seriously and start thinking about how can I start to deeply understand the things of God, not just through reading, not just through expounding of conversations, but how can I start really meditating, contemplating, and thinking about the Word of God and how it impacts my life. And that's my encouragement for you guys today. Do a study on knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and seek to grow in all three. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, I thank you for our time. I thank you for today. I thank you for everybody that's on the other side of the camera. And I pray that as we go through this season, and as we go through a tense few weeks here, Lord, and as we look at the world, may we be people that grow in knowledge of your will through all wisdom and spiritual understanding that the Spirit brings. In your name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.